Hey everyone, here's a preview of our all-new Patreon exclusive minicast. How do you hear over 100 minicasts, actually 150 minicasts spanning 5 years? Become a member of our Patreon crew? Go to patreon.com/terrortalk. Hope to see you all there for all the madness. This is just a clip, so be sure to join for more.
Hi everyone, this is Terror Talk with Shannon.
Giallo, giallo, gialli!
If you like ridiculous horror trash creature features with stereotypes,
listen to Terror Talk.
Genetically altered scorpions. My name is Shannon.
And I'm Corn.
Hey everyone.
Corn.
Yeah. Corn. The reverb on there.
I said corn the other night. We were making corn on the cob and just and it came out of my mouth and I'm like, I can't say that word normal anymore. I just think of, and I'm corn.
And you give yourself reverb in your head.
Yeah, corn.
So today on the minicast, we continue with the Menendez brothers. And today we're going to talk about the family, I guess, but mostly the father, right?
Yeah, mostly dad.
Dad. Jose Menendez.
Fucking Jose from Cuba. Cubana.
Yep. Cuban American. Immigrated here, but born in Cuba. The youngest child in his Cuban family. They were not rich, but definitely the Cuban elite, right?
Yeah, they were considered well off. So, it's relative. I don't know what that means, but I know that he came from a home. There were star athletes in his home. Mm-hmm. But he moved to the U.S. when he was 16.
Well, yeah, because when Castro took over, when he came to power, the family lost everything. And so each family member started to like immigrate, right?
Yeah, and he was sent, it was the 1950s, and he was sent to live with his cousin in Pennsylvania. Mm. And he ends up winning an athletic scholarship to Southern Illinois University.
I did read that he wanted to be an Olympic swimmer.
Oh.
I'm guessing that's what you're referring to.
Yeah. So maybe that's what it was for. Okay.
But his father was a well-known soccer player.
Okay.
Who was an accountant, and his mother was a swimmer and was actually in the Cuba's Hall of Fame.
Yeah, there were a lot of sports.
Yeah.
Athleticism in their family.
So of course he wanted that to pass on.
Sure.
And that translates to him being extremely dictator-esque with Eric, especially with sports.
Oh god. And he meets Kitty at school.
Yeah, and in a debate, apparently. Mm. Kitty, they met in a college debating course.
Yeah, and then they get married in 1963 and move to New York.
I don't know. Was that when he was working for Hertz? Because I know he started by working at Hertz then moving up.
No, not yet. So he works at Hertz when he's 35. So at this point, he's still completing his degree in accounting.
Gotcha.
At Queen,
like his dad, I guess.
Yeah, at Queens College. And he was actually washing dishes at a Manhattan restaurant. I mean, he's 21. And then he works his way up the ladder at like a number of businesses. And then Joseph Lyle, is born in 1968. And then they moved to New Jersey, where Eric is born in 1970. Mm. So then at 35, he becomes the executive vice president at Hertz after like doing all these other things.
Yeah. And he moves his way up in Hertz.
He does.
And then goes to a record company, right?
Well, he becomes executive vice president at Hertz, a subsidiary of RCA.
Got it.
Right. So it was a big deal. And then in 1980, he becomes head of the company's record division. And per the LA Times, this time he was already earning $500,000 a year. And this is a lot of money for that time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot of money now.
It's a lot of money.
But it was a lot of money at that time, $500,000. So he signed famous groups like Eurythmics, Duran Duran, and Menudo. And the thing is that we find out later that one of the members of Menudo had accused him also of sexual advances. So Vanity Fair reports that he was in charge of building the label's Latin music line. Hmm. But he leaves in 1986. He leaves RCA in 1986.
He was living in Calabasas at that time, but it's not till much later when the kids are teenagers where they move to Beverly Hills, yeah. which is where we know them, right?
That's right. And it was Elton John's old house and Prince.
In Beverly Hills? Oh.
Yeah. So
right. Of course.
You know, it's a nice home.
Yeah.
But he starts to get involved, too, with like... not the best folks, just like his sons end up doing, right?
Sure.
Like,
yeah. No, there was a lot of pre to the murders.
Shady shit.
If you would like more of this and more than 150 pieces of bonus content, join our Patreon at patreon.com/terrortalk. Thanks for being here and welcome to season 6, y'all.